Country Bob FM.
Started the almanac. That means I'm 20 minutes away from my nap, which is very good. I can't wait. So today is Thursday, April 2nd, 93rd day of the year, 273rd day of the year, or 273 left. We have 273 full days left.
Okay.
And I think that the people that provide this date in history little release that they send out, I think they say 274 because they're including today as how many days are left. I've come to that conclusion because they have not adjusted that. Okay. It's been wrong.
Yeah, forever.
It adds up to 367 when it should only add up to 366 with this being a leap year.
Right.
So I'm thinking they're including today as a full day, but I like to do it the other way.
Well, I would too.
Today is, you know, for me, it's almost half done already.
Yeah.
So that's how we do it. 1513, and from this date on, it was all downhill for Florida. Explorer Juan Ponce de Leon claims Florida for Spain as the first known European to reach Florida on this day. And it really has been all downhill since.
Yeah.
For Florida. Those early days were the best days of Florida. And it's gone down really fast. 1877, the first ever egg roll, Easter egg roll, held on the grounds, the front lawn there, the White House, Washington, D.C. I'm assuming this year's has been canceled.
Yes. Yes.
That first egg roll, though, you know what they forgot to do? They forgot to hard boil them.
Ooh, got messy.
Got a little messy. Didn't last long. 1889, our patent of the day, Charles Hall. He's one of the founders of Alcoa. He patented aluminum.
Oh, yeah.
On this date, another aluminum mention. We are your aluminum show.
Right.
1889, I mean, aluminum, strong but lightweight and doesn't conduct electricity.
Yeah.
So you don't have a problem with static and things like that. I mean, it was what an invention. Way to go, Charles Hall, this date, 1889. If we didn't have aluminum bats,
right,
we'd have still be using wood bats. That'd be a problem.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep those in stock. That can be expensive when you're breaking bats left and right. This date in 1972, Neil, I know you ran out and got this episode in this particular edition of the Cosmopolitan magazine. The one with the Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
It was this date. Burt Reynolds appeared in the All Together. He was in the buff with a strategically placed arm on that bear rug.
I recall it.
Yes.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal this date. Burt Reynolds, 1972. How about in 78?
Well, now this is a fine state of affairs. We're married less than 24 hours and my new bride doubts my veracity.
I do if you say you're not nervous.
Well, I'm not nervous. Except for maybe one or two little butterflies somewhere.
Can you hear the triangle?
Yes,
in there?
Yeah, nice job.
Great stuff. That's from the 70s. If you're a television show in the 70s and you didn't have the triangle somewhere in your soundtrack, you were missing it.
Yeah.
You were way off. That's the first ever scene from Dallas
with
Bobby
nice.
Ewing and Pamela. They just got married. As Dallas debuted on this date, it started out as a 5-week miniseries and, of course, was on for decades. Dallas, this date, 1978. Also 78.
And we know that this is confusing because Velcro branded who we are.
What if you call it all Velcro?
We're gonna lose our circle line.
This is called Hook and Loop. This part's a hook. This part's a loop. You call it Velcro, but we're begging you. This is f***ing Hook and Loop.
It's Hook and Loop, Neil, is what the folks from Velcro want you to call it because they're losing their copyright. Or they're in danger of losing their copyright. This was the date that Velcro was first put on the market.
Huh.
1978, a relatively new invention, hook and loop, Velcro.
Uh-huh.
And that's the brand name, like Kleenex or Band-Aid. And Velcro kind of took the world by storm, maybe almost too much.
Yeah, it did.
There were too many things that were Velcro. Like Velcro Fly. That was a ZZ Top song, by the way. Or Velcro Shoes. You know, we were in danger there, a whole generation of not knowing how to tie their shoes because everybody got Velcro.
Yeah.
A generation
I was against
lost
it.
How to do the double knot. So that was Tie Your Love in a Double Knot. I think it's a Dolly Parton song, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody request that one for the Bob FM All Request Lunch Hour. So 78 Velcro's on the market, and then in 1984...
Georgetown. That's the ball game. The national champion.
Georgetown wins the national title. John Thompson becomes the first black coach to win the national title as well. That was in 1984 as they defeat Phi Slamma-Jamma. And, of course, the next year they lost to Villanova in the big, big upset.
Which we, I think, was that yesterday?
Yeah, we chronicled it yesterday, of course. We chronicle things here on the Bob Almanac.
In the spectator benches, several well-dressed members of the Gambino gang cursed the jury out loud as the clerk recorded guilty verdicts on all 13 counts of murder, conspiracy to murder, racketeering, illegal gambling, loan sharking, obstruction of justice, and tax fraud.
That was a laundry list. John Gotti convicted of murder and all those other things that you heard.
Yeah, it was quite a it's a rap sheet.
Do you think that jury and the members of the jury were given protection?
I wouldn't be the Gambino family yelling at them openly. I would have required and requested some.
No doubt. Yeah. So that was in 92. Let's go to the Metrodome, 1996.
Ball three, strike two. Cecil's running. He struck him out, and
he did it.
Safe, a stolen base for Cecil.
Get that ball. Get that base.
Remember that. Cecil Fielder, his first ever, maybe his only stolen base.
I think it was.
Against the Twins, the Tigers were in town. And the battery combination for the Twins of Dan Nulty and Greg Myers couldn't throw out a guy who four times in his career tested positive for cheesecake. And so Cecil Fielder gets a stolen base. And if Pat Mears,
that was embarrassing.
If Pat Mears would have held on to the ball, I think he would have been out too. So they could have charged an error, but there was no way they were going to do that.
Right.
Cecil Fielder, 1996. Oh, 2001.
Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes, and tonight, Minneapolis is the land of two teams, Arizona and Duke. And beneath this distinctive Teflon bubble, the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome is awash in a sea of red and blue, the team colors of the Wildcats and the Blue Devils.
The second and final time that the Metrodome would host the Final Four. They hosted the championship game on this date, 63rd NCAA men's basketball title, Duke. They like playing in the Metrodome. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Because they won the earlier one in the Metrodome, whatever it was, 92. And they beat Arizona 82-72. Shane Battier, the most outstanding player. That was 2001 at the Metrodome.
Very nice.
2005.
The Holy Father, John Paul II, died this evening at 9:37 in his private apartment.
So the Pope, dead, John Paul II, and even though I wasn't Catholic, he was my Pope.
He
came to power during my formative years, and he'll be the Pope that I will always remember.
Hmm.
And he's the one who, because he got shot that one time, got us the Pope Mobile.
That's right.
A little bubble, the Pope bubble.
Yep.
His real name was Karol Wojtyła, and he died on this
date. That's a mouthful.
2005, and then 2 years ago in the news.
At more than 9 billion light years from Earth, this huge blue star is at least 100 times farther away than any other individual star ever seen.
Astronomers found Icarus, the furthest distant star ever observed, 9 billion light years away from Earth. Do you think that's far enough for social distancing?
I would say several times over.
Do you think if you're 9 billion light years away, you're pretty safe from not getting COVID-19? Today's almanac is not COVID-19 free. We did not proclaim that, so I could make a mention there.
Yeah, that's glad.
So
that
was this date in 2018. Birthdays now today.
The bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side.
Classic country legend Warner Mack.
When I awoke this morning.
We should get Warner Mack in here to do some traffic reports about closed bridges around the system.
Right. He's got that fit.
Just over the bridge.
Warner Mack is still with us. He's 82 today. Happy birthday, Warner Mack. How about Dr. Demento?
Oh, every week I bring you 2 hours of mad music and crazy comedy from out of the archives and off the wall. This week we feature Alan Sherman, Bill Cosby with his new album, Howie Mandel with a bit of his, along with Frank Zappa, Eddie Murphy, and some special treasures from the archives.
Eddie Murphy, 1986. I wonder if that was Party All the Time. That was a big hit. Not just as a novelty tune, but that was a big hit just on the regular chart.
Sure.
My girl loves to party all the time. Dr. Demento, not a classic radio voice there by any means.
Nope. But
we wouldn't have heard of guys like Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, he was the first guy that I remembered, you know, on the radio and hearing his bits like that.
Dr. Demento, 79. We're double dipping into Kindergarten Cop today, Neil.
Mr. Kimball, you have no teaching experience whatsoever, do you?
Someone finally noticed.
I thought the introduction of a ferret was a horrible idea, but the children seemed to like it.
I thought it was a horrible idea, too, but the children did love the ferret. And Linda Hunt, she was the feisty principal on Kindergarten Cop. Do you remember her, Neil?
Oh, very well. She was also in Silverado and was great.
Well, she was in a lot of things. Yeah. She's 75 today. We mentioned Emmy Lou Harris. Happy birthday. We heard from her earlier here on the Bob Almanac. No need to hear from her again. Emmy Lou, actually not on the Almanac, but about a half hour, maybe 45 minutes ago, we heard from Emmy Lou and Earl Thomas Conley.
How old is she now?
She's 73.
Okay.
She is 73. She seems like somebody, she's like Steve Martin. And anybody who's had kind of gray or silver hair much of their life, you think that they're much older.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
73 for Emmy Lou Harris. Back to Kindergarten Cop.
You're not so tough without your car, are ya?
Yes, she wasn't, but a bat took her down. Pamela Reed, she was Kimball's partner.
Yes.
Police partner.
Yep.
In Kindergarten Cop. And she is 67 on the list here today. More great birthdays. You know, I think in a time like this, we need to hear something that could help get us through Bananarama. I know when I find myself in a low place, I throw on some Bananarama and it brings me back to reality, back to normal. Allows me to recharge the batteries.
Yes,
Karen,
I can see that.
Karen Woodward, who's one third of Bananarama, but she spells her name kind of crazy, but again, she is British. Karen with an E, K-E-R-E-N. Any comments on that, Neil? You seem quite silent.
No, I don't know a lot about that particular.
That's a shame. 59, yeah. You're missing a lot once again. 59 for Bananarama's. You'd heard that song before, Cruel Summer?
I think so. Pretty sure I have.
All right, yeah. Very good.
Right now.
I'm not a reporter. I'm Agent Phil Coulson with the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
I know this.
That's quite a mouthful.
I know. We're working on it.
Yeah, they're working on it. Eventually, they just call it S.H.I.E.L.D. Clark Gregg, there he is. He's Agent Coulson.
He's good.
58.
It's like driving hot a fire in the dark. Carrying around this torch in my heart. I cannot conceive.
Billy Dean is 58 today.
I know him.
He had a nice little run of hits.
He did.
A bit underrated, I would say. 58 today,
yep.
And this guy did things with metal and steel that Andrew Carnegie could only wish that he could.
My name isn't Henrik. My name is Magneto.
Oh, boy. He was the young Magneto, Neil, from the kind of prequels to the X-Men. Michael Fassbender is 43, and our rapper of the day is Roscoe Dash. Any relation to Mrs. Dash?
It could be.
Which I have several bottles in my pantry right
should.
Now. Roscoe Dash is 30.
All right. There's quite a list of gone but not forgotten. Who didn't read something from Hans Christian Andersen, fairy tale author?
Can you name anything from Hans Christian Andersen? My favorite is The Princess and the Pea.
Oh, well, that is a good one. I can't now. I had one in my mind. Anyway, we move on. Walter Chrysler, you may know, an automobile that was named after him. He was born on this day, 1875. Old Aches and Pains, baseball shortstop, Hall of Famer Luke Appling, 1907. It is TV theme time. You know Buddy Ebsen, he could run down anybody as a cop and a private eye.
Boy, those Quinn Martin productions, how good were those?
Best themes, for sure.
Tonight's episode, Barnaby Gets Rosacea.
We knew him as Jed Clampett, but then we knew him as Barnaby Jones. And, of course, he was on everything, including several episodes of Gunsmoke. Buddy Ebsen, 1908. Academy Award-winning actor Sir Alec Guinness.
Moss Iceland Spaceport. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Ooh.
We must be cautious.
Sounds like your hometown.
Right. Sounds like a roll call here at the studios. That's Sir Alec Guinness, born on this day, 1914. Obi-Wan Kenobi. What about Dabbs Greer? You love him from Little House, and of course he was a regular on Gunsmoke, too.
Reverend Alden.
He named, yes, you know, perhaps something biblical would be more in keeping, like the heavenly hosts.
Well, amen to that.
I don't know, Reverend. The walnut grove heavenly hosts has an awful lot of letters to put on a uniform.
I suppose.
A cameo from both Victor French and Michael Landon.
Very sweet. Dabbs Greer, 1917. Television Hall of Fame actor, director, Jack Webb.
Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights, they're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore.
Hey, his speeches to perps when he had him in the room and he was trying to straighten him out, they're classic.
You know what?
Learn a lot.
There should be classes in school with Jack Webb running that stuff at kids.
We need Jack Webb now.
We certainly.
He should be running the pressers and the conference calls and things for COVID-19.
You can look back at some of those old dragnets and see so many of those. They're just great. 1920 for Jack Webb. Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Marvin Gaye.
Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more.
I use my technical experience and expertise here to wipe away all the music and any background vocals and just isolate the vocal track here of one Marvin Gaye.
A cappella. I love it.
Not much longer would you be mine.
Yeah, he's skilled, no doubt. Marvin Gaye there, 1939. Ron Palillo. Palillo?
I think
Gabe Kaplan preferred Palillo, but
Palillo.
Yeah, he was Horseshack and he always wanted to answer the question.
Yes, he did.
And the question was usually not answered correctly.
Well,
I think his conversion rate was at best 55%.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it was always entertaining.
Was he one of the smarter of the
the
sweat hogs?
He had an imagination. I don't know about smarter. But
I think you could add all of the Sweat Hogs' GPAs together and maybe get to 4.
You might.
And that's now they're all gone.
Gone, but not
forgot.
1949, by the way, for him.
He died young.
He did.
Would you like to start a Bobathon and a no-repeat workday with Loretta Lynn, Out of My Head, Back in My Bed? Mm-hmm. Phil Vassar with American Child, mm-hmm. or Alabama telling us about the 40-hour week?
I'm going to go Phil Vassar today.
KDDG Albany.